The weather pattern is a bit unsettled here for the next few days, almost like Florida weather, with plenty of heat and humidity and occasional showers and thunderstorms. And some of these storms will have the potential to produce some very heavy rainfall. Typically, when it gets this humid, these storms do put down downpours. And with heavy rain comes the threat for some localized flash flooding. Unfortunately, too much of a good thing, because we do need the rain. We see the latest drought monitor that was released this morning, including all rain through Tuesday, and much of our area remains abnormally dry across eastern New York and western New England. We also have some pockets of moderate drought through portions of the Catskills and lower Hudson Valley. Also, portions of northern Connecticut and the Pioneer Valley in Massachusetts are under that moderate drought. And now we're seeing a little pocket of what is termed severe drought showing up in the Pioneer Valley just north of the Springfield area. So the bottom line is that it has been dry lately. We do need some rainfall, and there's some rain in the forecast for the next several days. So we'll keep an eye on those showers and storms, and we've had some storms develop already through the day today. There is the chance that a couple of these storms could be locally heavy, maybe locally gusty with some hail, but the big threat really seems to be heavy downpours that could result in some localized flash flooding. And it's important, as always, as a safety reminder, to say that flood waters can be very dangerous, and it's never safe to walk or drive through flood waters, as you can very easily be swept away by just a small amount of moving water. Even a vehicle can very quickly be pushed by those flood waters. So keep that safety tip in mind over the next few days as showers and storms are in the forecast. Some scattered storms are possible tonight. It will be a warm, very humid night. Temperatures fall back into the 60s, so it'll be pretty uncomfortable for sleeping. Another very warm day tomorrow, with temperatures close to 90 degrees in many spots. It will remain very humid, and there's that chance again for some showers and thunderstorms. We'll keep that thunderstorm threat in the forecast on Saturday, though it will be not quite as hot. And on Sunday, we start to drop the humidity, but a disturbance comes through, and that could set off a few more showers and storms to wrap up the weekend. And now here's my latest regional forecast. First, for the North Country, the Adirondacks, all of Vermont, the Southern Champlain Valley, including Plattsburgh and Burlington, and the Lake George Saratoga region, including Glens Falls. Tonight, variably cloudy, with a chance of showers and storms, warm and humid, low in the 60s. Tomorrow, partly sunny, a chance of showers and storms, warm and humid, with highs in the 80s. For the Northern Catskills, Mohawk Valley, and Southern Adirondacks, including Utica, Gloversville, and Oneonta. Tonight, variably cloudy with a chance of showers and storms, warm and humid, low in the 60s. Tomorrow, partly sunny, a chance of showers and storms, hot and humid, high in the 80s to around 90. For the southeastern Catskills, mid and lower Hudson Valley, and interior southern New England, including Middletown, Poughkeepsie, Westchester, Hartford, and Springfield. Tonight, variably cloudy, a chance of showers and storms, warm and humid, low in the upper 60s to lower 70s. And for tomorrow, partly sunny, a chance of showers and storms, hot and humid, high in the 80s to around 90. For the Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, and the Berkshires. Tonight, variably cloudy, a chance of showers and storms, warm and humid, low 65 to 70. And for tomorrow, partly sunny, a chance of showers and storms, hot and humid, high in the 80s to around 90. Region-wide on Saturday, partly sunny, scattered showers and storms, highs in the 70s and 80s, and on Sunday, partly sunny with a chance of showers and storms, less humid, with highs in the 70s. For WAMC, I'm meteorologist Garrett Argianis.